Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jujinyo Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. President Drupadi Murmu says Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan aims to make every tribal village self-reliant. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya says Northeast has become growth engine of the country. Advisor Dr. Kekrilule Hyome emphasizes on experiential learning to enhance empathy and skills. And Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee calls for greater accountability from state government. And now the news in detail. President Drupadi Murmu has said that Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan has been launched with an aim to make every tribal village self-reliant and self-sufficient, addressing the National Conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today. The president said, through this Abhiyan, it is to be ensured that tribal communities participate in the journey of national development and the benefit of development also reaches the tribal areas.
आज इसीलिए गवर्नमेंट ने ये आदि कर्मयोगी योजना शुरुआत किए है. मुझे लगता है इसी से आज जो हम सपने देख रहे हैं 2047 तक देश को हम एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के लिए उनका भी सहयोग होना चाहिए, क्योंकि आज 10 से 15 करोड़ आदिवासी जो पिछड़े हो गए उनको भी साथ में लेना चाहिए. और केवल साथ में लेना चाहिए नहीं, उनको भी सिखाना चाहिए, वो भी खुद आगे बढ़ना चाहिए.
Union Tribal Affairs Minister Joel Oram said that the Abhiyan aims to build a cadre of 20 lakh trained change leaders across 1 lakh tribal villages in the country. The conclave was organized by Ministry of Tribal Affairs, focused on advancing tribal development in education and skill development, health and nutrition, livelihood and entrepreneurship, and infrastructure. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that the Northeast has become the growth engine of the country. Addressing the media on 1 year achievement of his ministry in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said that over the past 11 years, the government has worked to showcase Northeast region's potential on the global stage. He said the number of airports in Northeast has increased to 17 from just 9 in the last 11 years, while national highways have increased from 10,000 kilometers to 16,000 kilometers.
The world is growing at between 2 to 2.5% per annum. India is growing at 7.5%. So we are growing at 3x of the world. All 8 states in the Northeast, their decadal CAGR, compounded annual growth rate of GDP, has been between 9 to 11%.
Highlighting that several initiatives were taken to unlock investment and growth potential of the Northeast region, Mr. Sindhya added that under the Ashta Lakshmi Darshan program, 3,200 students from across the country will visit the Northeast for cultural immersion. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrilule Hyome, today emphasized the importance of experiential learning in enhancing empathy, skills and real-world understanding. Speaking at the project-based Learning Fair 2025 held at Agri Expo in Chumukedima, he urged expansion of such initiatives across all schools in the state, commending the creativity and storytelling skills of students.
One of the areas where I've seen a lot of students' contribution is storytelling. They're telling stories about things around them, real experiential things around them. It is very important that we build all these stories, and also to tell the story, we build the sense of empathy, the sense of kindness, the sense of care. And I'm very happy with the skills which are, the curriculum which are woven into all these exhibitions.
Organized by the Department of School Education in collaboration with SCERT, Samagra Shiksha and educational partners, the fair featured 77 government schools with 320 students and 160 teachers from Newland, Chumukedima and Dimapur. The event also saw the launch of Micro Miracles 2.0 and a panel discussion highlighting the impact of project-based learning on classroom learning. Health and Family Welfare Minister JP Nadda has reaffirmed the government's commitment to reducing the burden of injuries and accidents that claims countless lives every year. On the occasion of World Trauma Day, Mr. Nadda said the day reminds of the need for robust emergency response systems and public awareness. The minister said that the government is supporting trauma care facilities and burns units across the country with schemes like the National Program for Prevention and Management of Trauma and Burn Injuries. The theme for World Trauma Day this year is Building a Safer Future with Trauma Care. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, has called for greater accountability from the state government. In a statement, the NPCC criticized the Naga People's Front move to formally join the ruling People's Democratic Alliance government led by the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party and the reported plan to merge both parties. The NPCC described it as yet another masterstroke in headlined management to form an opposition-led government under the guise of facilitating the peace process. It questioned the long-standing promise to resolve the Naga political issue, alleging that people are now living with the consequences of 23 years of corruption and failure. The NPCC urged leaders to focus on delivering results over rhetoric. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party will hold its 6th General Convention tomorrow at the Capital Cultural Hall in Kohima. The meeting will feature speeches by Chief Minister Nephew Rio, senior leaders and party units, and include adoption of resolution. Meanwhile, the Naga People's Front has convened an emergency meeting of the Central Executive Council tomorrow in the NPF Central Office, Kohima. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Kerala.
The new GST reforms is a major boost for Kerala's farmers, small businesses and industries. The Kerala spice industry will benefit from the reduction of GST on green cardamom and betel leaf from 18% to 5%. This move is expected to reduce spice prices by about 11%, making local products more affordable for consumers and boosting the state's global competitiveness. Similarly, the GST on jams, pulp and pickles has been reduced from 12% to 5%, which will benefit Kutiyattur mango growers and processors in Kannur. Meanwhile, hotels and homestays up to 7,500 rupees per night will now attract 5% GST. The move will make stays more affordable and supports the growth of Kerala's tourism industry. Videshani Yadav, Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The stage is set for the grand finale of the 25th anniversary edition of the NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy tomorrow. In the title decider, Nagaland United SC will take on Chedama Village Youth Organization CVYO at IG Stadium in Kohima at 4:30 p.m. onwards. CVYO stormed into the final with 6 consecutive wins, including against former champions Tangkul Katamnal Saklong and Secha Zubza FC. With 24 goals scored and only 3 conceded, CVYO enters the final as a formidable contender. Nagaland United SC, former second runner-up of the Nagaland Super League, entered the tournament from the pre-quarterfinals and made an instant impact. They scored 13 goals and conceding just once in 3 matches. The final promises high-octane football as the two battle it out for the prestigious trophy. And India Meteorological Department has forecast rainfall activity likely to be below normal over the northeastern states during the coming week. Minimum temperatures are likely to be above normal by about 1 to 3 degrees Celsius in the region during the period. In Nagaland, Kohima today recorded maximum temperature of 25 degrees Celsius and minimum of 17 degrees Celsius. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says, Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan aims to make every tribal village self-reliant. Union Donor Minister Jyotir Aditya Sindhya says Northeast has become growth engine of the country. Advisor Dr. Kekril Hulia Hume emphasizes on experiential learning to enhance empathy and skills. And Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee calls for greater accountability from state government. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.